Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
So our Fried Bologna Sub is exclusive to Summerfest, so you can't get it anywhere else except for Summerfest this year.
How do you make a fried bologna?
Fried bologna, so it's literally fried bologna.
Well, that's a good start. Great question, E.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
At 7:13, a little bit more clarity this morning. Breaking news update, if you will, to a story that a lot of folks saw or maybe were directly affected by earlier this week. A massive police action in downtown Milwaukee. Looked scarier than it turned out to be.
There are police. Some of them have their long guns, not drawn, but on their person. There's a lot of standing around, a lot of people trying to gauge what's going on as well.
Yeah, WTMJ's Adam Roberts there on the scene reporting earlier this week, Milwaukee and Wells Street, Tuesday late afternoon. Yeah, the U.S. Marshals Service, the FBI, swarm of Milwaukee police officers all converged on this parking structure. And when you see that, you know, and Adam referenced the long guns, it makes people's minds go to bad places right away. Do we have a mass casualty event? Do we have an active shooter? Like, what is happening?
What is the threat?
Exactly. So when I updated you on the story Wednesday, we still didn't have some answers from police on what this was about. We do now. This information in the response that I got from my inquiry to NPD, they said officers were chasing a car that was wanted in connection with a murder investigation. The chase started at 27th and Lisbon, and officers lost sight of the vehicle and then ended the pursuit. That same vehicle then later in the afternoon turned up, was spotted near Milwaukee and Wells, where this all came together. So they sent the cavalry, and it came to a head at that parking garage. Here's why. Car was stolen. They believed three people were inside. Three teenagers were arrested, and they recovered several guns. So you're dealing with the murder suspect, right? Multiple people in the vehicle.
Right. Yep.
You expect them to be armed and all of that. So that's why you have that response. What murder are we talking about? Murder investigation, right? NPD said it was a homicide from May 5th at 56th and North. So going back over to what we reported at that time, that's the Taco Bell one.
Right.
Stanley Smith Jr. gunned down in the parking lot of the Taco Bell. That's right kind of on the edge of Wauwatosa. Mm-hmm. Wauwatosa starts at 60th Street in that part of the area and far west side of the city of Milwaukee. On a Sunday afternoon earlier this month, that's when that played out. So this is connected to that. And multiple suspects arrested and NPD saying they recovered guns as well. Charges pending on those three. 7:15, sports up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
The Brewers' long roadie continues this weekend as they head to Boston to face the Red Sox.
Look who's got Smat Pack.
Wanted to play that.
Yeah, I did. Got to sweep the Sox if the Brewers want to come out ahead for this 9-game road trip because the pitcher's duel in Miami Wednesday night did not go our way.
And that is a sharply hit ground ball to short. Anderson plays it on a couple of hops, runs to the bag at second, retires Contreras. And the Marlins have shut out the Brewers tonight. 1-0, your final. Marlins take the series 2-1 as well.
Jesus Luzardo was on the hill for the Marlins. He went 8 innings against the crew. Don't see a lot of guys go 8.
Just a gem.
Yeah, manager Pat Murphy said, yeah, that kid had a good night.
Yeah, we couldn't come up with a big hit at the big time, but again, credit their guy. He was really, really good. I'm not going to be disappointed in our guys if a great pitching beats good hitting. That's just the way it is. And that kid was great tonight.
And Brewers open the weekend series then with Boston. Friday night's first pitch from Fenway Park at 6:10. Our time. And the Green Bay Packers will go back at it again today for their organized team activities, these optional workouts that most players understand you pretty much got to be at. New guys at 1265 Lombardi Avenue. Talked a lot about the draft picks, but remember, the Packers picked up free agent safety Xavier McKinney in the offseason, and he likes what he's seeing around him.
I think the talent level in our room is out of this roof. And it's going to be fun to play with these guys because everybody's smart. So we all working off of each other, and we're able to build off of each other and compete with each other, make each other better.
I don't know what's going on over there. He said out of the roof. I think he meant through
this world
or out of this world. One or the other. We're sort of mixing our metaphors. And you got another one here. Love this from cornerback Keyshawn Nixon talking about McKinney.
I call him the Terminator. He wear an ugly helmet I don't really like for real. And he got dreads half side of his head. But, nah, Exa, he's a good leader. I feel comfortable being like him behind me.
So you pointed out, he's probably thinking...
That's not the Terminator, that's Predator.
The dreads coming out of the helmet, right.
Predator with the ugly helmet and the...
Yeah. Well, either way, guys, whatever. Just have a nasty defense. I like that.
Just tear people apart.
Have a defense that is feared, and they are building that in Green Bay. OTAs continue next week after today's workout.
Bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.
7:23 on this Thursday morning. Feels like a Friday.
It does a little bit.
It feels like Friday to you. You're out tomorrow. Right?
Yeah, I'm flying to Seattle to see my...
Catching a flight.
My brother's turning 50, so want to celebrate the big 5-0 with him.
Oh, yeah? Now, does he like his birthday, or are you going to embarrass him like you embarrassed me?
He's inviting a bunch of people out, so
I guess
he
knows
like
it's his birthday.
Bit.
All right, good.
If you've noticed, there's been a few more law enforcement agencies across the country now warning against senior high schoolers from playing Assassin or Paranoia, or in some cases they call it Fortnite, even. And this is where you have the water guns. Kids are running around. Usually there's a purse involved where so much money's involved, and the kids try to shoot each other with water guns. And
yeah, they typically create teams. Some schools, I think they use Nerf or whatever.
Yep,
but right, your team of how many goes up against other teams, and then you try to, you know, shoot the other person. And once that person is hit with the squirt gun or with the Nerf gun or whatever, they're out.
I'm just surprised it ever lasts that long. When I was in high school, my attention span wasn't going to last that long. In fact, I have a niece who's a senior, and she said after a couple of weeks she got bored with it. I think some kid paid her off.
Here's her $10.
And she was done, and she didn't even know if it was even over yet. In fact, I don't think it is. I think it's still happening.
My kid said the Greendale one is fizzled.
Yeah.
It may still be going on, but like kind of, yeah, their attention, like that first week or 2 weeks, like, oh, yeah, this is happening, and they're all following on Instagram where everything is documented and the kills are recorded.
So I got a buddy of mine who's got a son who's a senior, and their game is still being played. Enough that it's making some issues now for like family stuff.
Well, so that is a problem. We talked about it. Law enforcement doesn't like it because you've got kids chasing each other and a neighbor has the windows open and you hear like, I'm going to shoot you or whatever. And kids are dressed in, you know, like military type clothes and it freaks out law enforcement.
Well, in this case, so my buddy, the dad, his parents were in town. So grandma and grandpa are in town and he tells his son, hey, we're going to go, you know, we're going to go out to eat. And this is like just last week. And his son goes, no, I don't want to go because the game and someone's going to see me there and whatever, yada, yada. And he's like, hey, no, grandma and grandpa are here. We're going out. Yes. I'm not going to get into this. So they go out to eat.
So he didn't want to go out with the family for fear of being spotted in public and being targeted.
Yes. So they go out to eat. And as soon as they walk in the door, my buddy says two girls sitting at a table look up and see his son. And they immediately start texting. And his son's like, see? Dad, they're narking on me.
No, they're not. Yeah, no, they're not.
So they sit down, and his son is so agitated by this and so distracted by it with grandma and grandpa there that my buddy caved, said, fine, here, take grandpa's car. You can drive away if you need to. So kid drives off in grandma and grandpa's car while they're eating dinner. And sure enough, 10 minutes later, he says, two high schoolers walk in, start casing the joint to get little water guns, and they're checking out the restaurant. Just kind of looking around, you know, just scanning, seeing if they could spot.
Like with their
son.
Giant super soakers?
Yes, their guns. Right.
Like they're carrying a long gun?
Yeah.
In the restaurant?
Pushing down menus. No.
looking under tables. No, but they came to, they were casing
and
the joint.
Scanned the restaurant because these girls had texted saying, hey, you know, he's here. So luckily, I guess he got away for another day.
There are supposed to be rules against something, and you know, some schools, they all do it differently, but you know, the rules are published or what areas are off limits or what areas aren't.
Well, my guess is if they would have spotted them, they'd have been like, okay, see you when you get outside.
Yep, we'll just be right here.
Yeah, here in the parking lot.
Go ahead. Enjoy your quesadillas, whatever you got there. Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold, our guest on Brewers 360 at 7:45.
You ever been part of a wedding party?
Yes.
And sometimes you got to pay.
It's been a minute, but yeah.
Sometimes you got to pay for a tux.
Sure.
Maybe couple of gifts or whatnot for different people.
Generally easier for dudes, I think, or less expensive anyway, yeah. Right?
As we head into
and
this
less pressure.
Wedding season now, this summer wedding season, more and more friends of the bride are reporting higher costs of being part of the party.
According to The Knot, the average cost to be a bridesmaid is now about $2,000, including $1,300 for the bachelorette party, $250 for wedding and shower gifts, another $250 for hair and makeup on the big day, and an average of $130 for the dress. Many bridesmaids are now putting that money on their credit card.
Okay, so I think I found the problem. The $1,300 yeah. for the bachelorette party.
You want to look at one of those line item expenses. Let's go there.
What are you doing, Debbie? Who are you hiring at these things?
That wasn't me. That's for sure.
Do you even remember what you did for your bachelor party?
Oh, sure.
You do?
We bust around the east side.
We kind of did a joint one. We were separate, and then we came together at the end at Lucille's. Remember that piano bar that we had?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we did that kind of thing. That'd it was an fun. Ugly sweater party, too.
Did it cost $20,000?
Absolutely not.
That's hard, you know. If you've been asked by someone who's important to you to be a part of this thing,
especially
but then,
when you're young in your career,
right? Trying to come up with $2,000 just to participate, and then you got to go to the wedding too,
right? Yes, yeah, and you got to give a gift for that.
It's my gift, right? Maybe there's some travel involved in that as well.
Yeah, you got to fly there. It's a destination wedding,
right? You put yourself in the poorhouse before you even get started. 7:38. This news report brought to you by Steinhoffels. Visit them at steinhoffels.com.
I'm ready for vacation, ready for a holiday.
Why?
Why? Because I need to get away. I need a vacation.
Yes, ma'am.
That's a terrible follow-up.
Why?
Who isn't?
And everyone is going to try to get away this weekend.
The travel rush is officially underway. The FAA expecting more than 53,000 planes in the sky today alone, the launch point for what the TSA says will likely be the busiest summer on record.
Isn't that amazing? Busiest summer on record. And we have 53,000 planes flying today, all hands on deck for the TSA. They say they're ready to roll. What's the tip for any traveler?
Go to bed early, get up early, and get here early. Beat the traffic, beat all the lines.
Mm-hmm. And what did AAA say? 800 million people will be traveling.
It was 40 plus million,
it
was wasn't
like 44
it?
44 million.
Just under 50.
Again, we'll have to.
It's the number they come up
I
with.
I want to cross reference that number next week to see how close
is somebody
were.
There with a clicker at every street corner? And how do you determine who's just on their way to the grocery store yeah. versus who's going to Illinois?
How do you know if I'm going 50 miles or
right.
longer?
I was just going to pick up brat buns.
Twice. Brat buns. I forgot
right.
some, so I
forgot
came back.
This, right.
You counted me twice.
7:43, we got Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold next on Brewers 360.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Green Bay Packers continue their OTAs, organized team activities today in Green Bay. So they got one more today, and then they take the weekend off, and then they're back at it for a few practices next week as well. And the Milwaukee Brewers pitcher's duel did not go our way in Miami. The Brewers lost to the Marlins 1-0 yesterday. They also dropped the series 2-1. Off to Boston next, where they'll play at Fenway Park starting Friday night. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive.
I'm not Matt.
What up, Matt?
Hi. I'm Matt.
Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold on the line with us this morning. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
So the pitcher's duel, we debate once in a while. If you're a real fan, right, they say you love a good pitcher's duel. I mean, I don't like when it doesn't come out our way, but boy, Manager Pat Murphy said of the kid on the hill yesterday, was it Jesus Luzardo from Miami, he was dealing, and sometimes yeah. you got to tip your cap.
No doubt. Yeah, he was outstanding. And so was Freddie. I mean, huge credit to what he did yesterday. And, you know, some days when the other guy has his great stuff, you just got to tip your hat and give the other guy a lot of credit. But, yeah, it was a really good game and really well pitched by Freddie for sure.
So, Matt, we have Joe Ross now going on the injured list. So it just seems, I don't want to say snake bitten, but Joe, just a string of bad luck when it comes to some of these injuries.
Yeah, who drank Joe Boo's rum? Jeez. I mean, not fair.
No, it's It's tough. Again, we've had a lot of guys. I mean, Tobias Myers coming in, is going to be a big help for us. He's pitched in some big games for us and done a really good job. He did a nice job out of the bullpen the other day. And so, look, we're going to have a number of guys have to step up, and that's just kind of been our MO all season. And huge credit to all the guys that have done just that for us.
Boston Red Sox coming up this weekend then. So we get a day off here on this 9-game roadie and then out to Boston. Are you traveling? I know a lot of people like to make this trip.
I am. Yeah, we got in last night around 2:30 in the morning. So if I'm a little foggy, I apologize. But yeah, we got to the hotel around 2:30 in the morning. So, but no, all good here. We'll have an off day here. Everyone will get a chance to reset and get rocking with the Red Sox.
Do you fanboy over Fenway like some of us do? A lot of people, when they go to Fenway for the first time, they just can't get enough of the place.
No, not at all. To be honest, no. I frankly, like the clubhouse is a little bit of a nightmare, and I think it's gotten better. But it's definitely the smallest in the major leagues, and not great. And so having been a part of a lot of games here, I was in the American League East for a long time. It's not my favorite place to play for sure, but certainly a lot of history there, and it is a really cool place to visit. Absolutely.
You know, it occurs to me too, Matt. I mean, you've got so many young guys on the team. A lot of guys are seeing these ballparks for the first time. And I just put myself in their shoes as being a kid who aspires to be a major leaguer one day. And now you're in the show and you're walking in and playing at Fenway Park and these historic stadiums. It's got to be amazing for some of these kids.
It is. And you kind of forget about it sometimes because a lot of these guys, they've been in our organization a long time. We've known them a long time. Funny story, yesterday on the plane we were getting on and Bradley Blaylock came over and thanked me for being on the plane, and it was just like, wow, like this is his first big league, charter, he'd never done that before. And I thought that was really nice of him and thoughtful.
Do they call you Mr. Arnold?
Like you said, he's this really thoughtful kid, and I thought it was really cool, for him to say something like that. But again, to your point, it's a lot of these guys are doing this for the first time, and it really is a neat experience.
So Craig Counsell and the Cubs come to American Family Field next week. How does that go? Is there like a welcome back sign, or is it not even really addressed that this guy is there? Or does he walk into the home clubhouse just to like say hey to people or quote unquote accidentally?
Yeah, look, I'm not sure exactly what we're going to do. I mean, Craig's a dear friend, and obviously a lot of people care about him here a lot. So certainly a lot of emotions, I think, that come with this type of series beyond just the normal Cubs series. But, at the end of the day, we have a job to do, and that's our job is to win baseball games, and we're going to try to do just that.
Ooh, you know what? Oftentimes when someone comes back, they get a little Jumbotron shot. So they can tip their cap. Sometimes there's a video. I don't know.
I wouldn't bank on that. I don't know. I don't want to tell you how to do your job, Matt, but I don't know how that would go over.
That's not my department, buddy.
We got people for that.
I'll focus on other stuff here. Yeah.
All right. Well, have a great trip in Boston. Appreciate the time this morning, Matt.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold with us on Thursdays on Brewers 3. See, they're not making a video.
Maybe.
I do hope they put them up there.
Oh, they definitely will. They'll definitely put them up there.
Yeah.
Maybe a little a touch of snark.
Yeah, I hope so.
We got a good group a up something. There in that little area. They do well at AmFam.
I mean, I'm not saying you got to egg the bus, but we ought to give them the business a little bit here, okay?
Show them the business?
That's like, I haven't had a muffin yet, Matt.
At 7:53, worth pointing out for those of you who prefer to watch on the live stream, and you can do that anytime on the YouTubes or WTMJ.com, WTMJ mobile app. You just click the Watch Now button or text Watch to 855-616-1620. We tasked Greg Pancake Hill, who produces the program, to come up with a new, so when we're in commercial break.
Yeah, some new features.
We want to let people know, yeah, we're here, but we'll be right back with the content.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so thank you, Greg. Nice work. It looks really nice.
I appreciate you.
I don't even know how to describe what we've done.
I think that I
just
think
leave
that's
it.
Enough.
Leave
right.
it there.
It just looks really good.
For those of you who care, then we'll let you know. You'll click on that and see.
Mark Talisher is out. He'll be back next week.
No,
so
Pancake says he's back tomorrow.
Oh, he's back tomorrow. Oh,
are
fantastic.
You sure? Did
I'm
you
sorry.
Confirm that?
Yeah, he's back
Great.
Tomorrow.
Where did I say he Excellent. Was? Istanbul.
He's not in Istanbul.
I said
Peru.
That, though.
He'll be on our air tomorrow.
Yes.
He's in Peru. Okay.
Yes. So, believe it or not, Vince, believe this, or maybe
I won't. I have a tendency to hope and believe the things that you say, since this is the news,
right.
At least to some degree.
So believe it that Summerfest is nearly here. June 20th is the start of the first weekend. Of course, it's three weekends. June 20th to the 22nd, 27th to 29th, and then July 4th to the 6th. So on Wednesday, Summerfest, they do this every year. They'll invite some different entities. I don't know. It's not just media. We were invited, but there's also some other groups there as well that get to take part in the vendor offerings. Some of the new
preview
vendors.
Party. This is what we got coming up new, right?
Some of the new vendors are there.
Some of
the old vendors are there. Yeah, to build excitement, to have us talk about it, and also get to show some of the food that is offered. So Vince and I paid a visit. All right. So what are you guys serving here today?
Cuban and Argentine beef.
All right, if I had to choose one, which should I go with?
I would go with the Argentine. It's our most authentic.
Okay. Do you have a secret to the recipe or anything like that?
Yes, but I can't tell you what it is.
So what are we serving here?
This is Perky's Old Fashioned. This is my mom's recipe.
Your mom Perky?
She is. Her nickname has been Perky since age 4. I had her on the back of the bottle. And it's our brandy Old Fashioned. It'll be in the amphitheater this year. We've been on the market for 2 years.
Where did you get the recipe from?
It's from my grandfather, actually. So it's been in the family for 60 years. Supposedly, he's like this mixologist. He always had martinis ready to pour in the fridge, and then he started playing around and did Old Fashioneds.
What's his nickname?
He didn't have one. Gilbert. That's why it's not Gilbert's.
We've been sampling everything, and there are a lot of new things and things we haven't heard of. So, Cousins, I've not heard of you. What do you make?
Cousins, we make sub sandwiches.
All right, very well, yes. Ooh, E. Remember I judged that brat contest, like the recipe contest for Johnsonville last year? This is the winner. Hey, Chef, we were a part. This is the brat that we picked last year, right?
Yes, this is the walking brat.
I picked this as the winner. This is my favorite. What do you think, E?
So I'm getting a little bit of a hint of, like, hickory, maybe?
Out of all that, it was really tasty.
Oh, yes, it tastes good. It's a brat.
So our fried bologna sub is exclusive to Summerfest, so you can't get it anywhere else except for Summerfest this year.
How do you make a fried bologna?
Fried bologna, so it's literally fried bologna.
Well, that's a good start. Great question, E.
Yeah.
Are we serious about the hickory?
Like a hint, maybe? A nose?
It's got Fritos in it, that brat.
Well, it had Fritos like around the side of it too, that you could like put in there.
That's the walking brat from Johnsonville, and it's got Fritos and it's wrapped in a tortilla. It has a little bit of a Southwest flavor to it as well.
Yeah,
that's
maybe
tasty.
That's the hickory that I'm picking up on.
Also, don't text me. I know what Cousins is. Like, can you lean into the joke a little bit? I would have thought he would know Cousins subs. He says he's from
it's headquartered here.
Talks about Wauwatosa. Grew up here, born and raised here. He doesn't know Cousins subs.
Who else was there? Also, Chef Dan, the chef who's part of Top Chef Wisconsin, which airs on Bravo.
Yeah,
on
you
Wednesday
and Sandy talked to him a little
bit. Yeah, so we'll bring back some of that because Sandy always joins us on Thursdays during the 8 o'clock hour to take a recap of yesterday's show, which, by the way, had a meat raffle.
Outstanding.
So you'll hear a little bit from Chef Dan. We'll get the recap from Sandy coming up.